get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Now, one of the reasons why I love Christianity is that if you enter into occultic power's house, they have several gods with several names with what they do. But I have only one God that does all. Amen. There's a way they worship their God in different ways. Our God, the God of the old earth, you call the name of His Son Jesus anywhere, they must shiver. They can't stand you. Baptize yourself into the name. Number three, the name of the Holy Ghost. This requires some levels of empowerment. When you are ministering under the influence of the Holy Ghost, all evil forces must bow under you. So many out there believe God and are born again, but hate to hear the word Holy Ghost. Haven't you studied the book of John chapter 14, 16 to 18? John chapter 16, 13 to 16? Haven't you studied the Bible about the Holy Spirit? There are Christians today that speak against speaking in tongues. There are churchgoers today that speak against the operation of Holy Ghost. I was somewhere where a man of God was saying that my anointing doesn't fall people down. And I believed it. And it affected me a lot. Even today, anointing can fall people down. Yes. Some people are so demonic that if the power of God is not released against their being, the devil will not leave them. That will not leave them. If the problem is spiritual, it can only be sorted spiritually. So don't try to use medical to sort spiritual problems. I mean, somebody was having stomach pain and fainted and later died. We prayed. She came back to life and stomach pain was no more. So one of the lady I had said, is part of us. She's part of us. That the stomach pain is just camouflage. It was her time to return. I said, return to where? People of God, hear me today. All this one, they say that you belong to one group. You belong to the other group. If you die, hell fire. You sleep, they are calling you that, come, come. Let's have meeting. If you die like that, if you go and you die, you are going to hell. It's the seat of devil. There is no Ogbanje meeting anywhere in the sky. It is the seat of the enemy. If you die that way, hell, hell. You better call on Jesus to save you. Let Holy Ghost fire invade your temple. You are swimming in dreams with some people. You are swimming. It is fake. Devil is just deceiving you. Those things are not real. No, somebody was asking me. It was warning me. It's a little child. Say, I don't like the way you are talking to me. I will tell my people to deal with you. I said, which people? He said, he belongs to a particular group at the water side. I said, wow. Say, can your group, can you contest in your party? Can you contest for governorship election? He said, what do I mean? I said, can you contest? Okay, let's say, councilor chairman, can you contest? You cannot even contest for Mr. President. See you. And you belong to them. You know, get sense. Amen. They say you have children underwater. Children. Does that make sense to you? So underwater, your children will go to university. And you... Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the only reality life you have. Any other one, the devil is faking it to you. If you do that way, you are not going to meet them anywhere. You are going to hell. Hell is the seat of end time. Deceit. If Holy Spirit, if you allow Holy Spirit to enter your temple, you won't see all those nonsense again. You will not see them. They say, by 25 years old, I will go back. Go back to where? To where? When God promised us 120 years, and after our reign on the earth, we continue to reign with Him in heaven. You want to go back to where? I pity you. Do you know something I discovered in my Bible is that even if you have marine spirit or those of Ogbanje serpentine spirit, you can deliver yourself by the truth. You may not need anybody to lay hands on you. Just by coming to the light of the truth, you set yourself free. One brother was belonging to a particular court, and when he gave his life to Christ, they started to pursue him. One day, his people in the other side, they came out of the wall of his house to meet him. He shouted in the name of Jesus. And they disappear, never to appear again. I know the Jesus I receive. Do you know Him that much? Bible said, in Acts 1 verse 8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Otherwise, you are still ordinary. After the invasion of Holy Spirit, what do you receive? Power. Power to stand against the negativity of the world. Power to carry God in your system. Power never to be suppressed by the evil ones. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. If you call yourself a Christian and you cannot witness Jesus, you don't have Holy Spirit. I push it to you. You are an empty Christian. You cannot go out there and speak about Jesus. There is these unnecessary things we see all around today. People advertising their pastor online, on site, everywhere. Not Jesus. Not Jesus. No wonder when some pastor goes home, their church also goes home. They are the one they know, not Christ. Amen. If you cannot speak the word of life to other people and they are convicted for Jesus, it is a sign of emptiness of Holy Spirit within you. If you cannot witness Christ, they see you and they can see that you are a Christian. You know, this week I saw one of a lady that I used to pray for her. So it's been long I saw her. So I saw her. So she rushed to me and she shook me. I quickly removed my hands. I said, you can wound me with this, your hands. He said, Georgie, what happened was that if you see the nail, the fixed nail, praise the Lord, you must be a friend to Tiger. There are some people merely seeing them. There's nothing talking gospel about them. Now, in the church, not in a show, not in a party. I said, this your hand can wound me. She started laughing. Praise the Lord. Please, appreciate the place of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Ghost, you are empty on the inside. That's the power God said will give to you. And until you are immersed spiritually into the Holy Ghost, you will enjoy total freedom and live a life of peace. Let somebody shout, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Again.
Holy Ghost.
Again. Holy Ghost. Again. Shout it again. Shout it louder.
Holy Ghost.
Now shout it the seventh time. I want to go. Holy Ghost. So shall it be. The power of God will invade you in Jesus' name. Power, our heritage in Christ. Power is our heritage in Christ. Power is our heritage in Christ. As you go to propagate the gospel, to lighten up the darkness of men, you need power to do it. People of God, let me ask you something. Maybe this brother now, I just met him, and I gave him voices from Zion. I want you to attend, come and hear his voice program this coming Saturday. And then you begin to speak to him and say, do you know? The Lord can do wonders. And just give him some two words of prayer. In the name of Jesus, whatever you are looking for, whatever has been delayed, God is bringing them back now in Jesus' name. Whatever you have lost, receive it back in Jesus' name. God bless you. And you left. And he got home, things changed. And he remembered you. What will, he will call the number on the bulletin. Is that not so? You want us to grow, use your mouth. You met someone walking somehow. Hello, sir. This is word of God. Come, sir. What is the problem? Wow. Today is the last day of this problem. You will not suffer this again. In the name of Jesus. Please take this and study it. God bless you. He will be looking for you. And just the following day, he woke up. All the thing has gone. Paper don't really. All this advertisement does not really. Do the miracle on the road. They will look for you. They will come and join this place. Amen. 2 minutes, you have released the fire. Amen. My sharing voice from Zion one day, and we saw a man, bad leg, everything. And he was not saying very well. I prayed with them and gave them one. The wife said, please, give me more. And continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for us. As we go, we do miracle on the go. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost invasion in us. So you need power. As you go to propagate the gospel, to lighten up the darkness of men, you need power to do it. To continue and to accomplish the work of God. God has given to you. Let me tell you, people of God. Preaching, singing, serving, teaching, and prophesying without power is an effort in futility and foolish exercise. We have some of our singers. Please, Zion ministers should not be like that. They can sing 500 songs in 30 minutes. Hallelujah. But do you know that the Holy Spirit can stamp one song in your mouth and it will use that song? You are singing that song for 30 minutes. It will use that one song to change the atmosphere and create miracle. Well, many times when we call singers to come and sing, they just come to show skill. Amen. Just one song, 30 minutes. And then you see what will be happening in that place. Many are just showing themselves, not ministering. They are not ministering, they are only showing. And there's something about me, I hate songs that are not sung naturally. You have to twist your voice. You have to twist. I don't like it. It's not my style. Just be yourself. Sing your natural way. The way God made you. Now when you finish singing, the voice will be hearing from you. It's different from the voice we had when you were singing. Are you 2-in-1? Praise the Lord. Amen. Minister to people the way you are. You are unique. You need power to come on stage. And you need power to remain on the stage. You need it. You need it. You need power to be secure and to secure the stage. You need it. If you want to be forever relevant, you want to be forever relevant and be a blessing. You see, don't be after how much people are listening to you. Don't be after how much people are commenting on your posts. Be after how many people are blessed. We don't know what has happened to Christianity also. There's now media war in between churches. God will have mercy. You need power to be secure and to secure the stage. As you do the work or the works God sent you, be mindful of the wickedness on your part of destiny. Hey, you must be mindful. Some people will hate you. I don't know, maybe there is English like demarketing. You are demarketing some others. Some people are using lies to grow their church. You are speaking truth. They will be against you. You'll be against you. Hallelujah. So you have to be cocooned, surrounded, protected by God's power. Hallelujah. You know, these, my pastors, they were praying in a room. About 10 or 12 of them were in the room. They jammed the door and they were praying. And God's power was really in the room. And somebody had them praying, a lady. And she was still rushing there because she wanted to tell one of the pastors something. As she lay her hand on the door to knock, something threw her off. Praise the Lord. She was thrown off and fell on the ground. But the pastor didn't know, so they continued praying. When they were done about 2 hours or so, and they came out, they saw this person on the ground, shaking and vibrating. So they have to pray for her. She came back to her senses. Hallelujah. Who told you Holy Ghost doesn't fall people down? Amen. She was knocked off. You should carry such a power. That some people will come into your meeting with evil things on their body, evil intention. They enter the place where the thing just deactivates straight. You remember T.L. Osborne in Benin? He was in a meeting. And somebody came into that meeting with a rod. And if they point that rod to you, you'll be drained of blood and fall down and die. This man pointed the rod to T.L. Osborne. The rod broke instantly. When T.L. Osborne called for altar call, he carried his broken rod to come and give his life. Praise the Lord. Praise God. They mention your name in a very strange place. Fire scattered the place and you are sleeping on the bed. In your own house, you didn't know what anything is going on. That's power.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
We used to sing this song in those days. Jesus power, super power. Jesus power, hey, super power. Ah, super power, super power, super power. Super power, super power, super power. Who are those to show that super power? You and I, you and I. Powers are our heritage. So you must, number one, you must tread on serpents. All those evil women, seducers, accusers of the brethren, persecutors and evil men, tread on the under your feet. All those women that will be winking their eyes, showing their body to you, and you call yourself man of God, and you are falling, and you are liking them. Yeah? They are the serpents the Bible is talking about. All those seducers, how will somebody open his mouth? And says, I've been looking at you all these years. You are the love of my life. And you are married, though. And you call yourself man of God. And you can't call fire to consume the woman right there. Ah, it's well with you. God have mercy. Allah, wherever you stand, to some meters, fire should be burning. Hallelujah. If you are standing as a man of God, all the perimeter that surrounds you should carry fire. Talk less of some people will now penetrate into you. I don't understand. There are men of God that if you point gun to them, you point them gun. By the Holy Ghost power they carry, the gun will answer from the back on your head because of what they carry. Amen. I mean, there was this preaching. This man, gone to glory now, one of Nigerian archbishop, was preaching. And the cameraman they use in the church has been snapping people because they have a great event. The cameraman snapped this man of God. The camera refused to answer. Snap him again. The camera refused to answer. So the man of God notices it that it's like this cameraman is trying to take his picture. And then he called the cameraman, come, and went to the cameraman and lay hands on the camera. The cameraman gave the man of God a shot, and the flash came out. Cha. Amen. So men these days are too porous. So that by the anointing of Holy Ghost, you can be walking in the midst of press, and their microphone refused to work. But you don't want to talk to anybody. And all their camera, whatever they brought, they refuse to pick you. Hallelujah. Don't you know that Holy Ghost power even work on elements? It's above technology. There was one that happened one time. The brother's name has been removed from promotion. His file has been lost. They have deleted it from the computer. They got back there. They found his name there. And document back to the chef. Whatever you see the money people does, power of God is far, far than that. Hallelujah. Do you know the Holy Ghost power can make you invisible? There are people that want to come and attack you, will not see you. It can't. They will walk beside you and they won't see you. Hallelujah. So that is why whenever God is saying, keep quiet, don't talk. You don't know the reason why God is saying, keep quiet. Don't ever lift the devil above God. Anything that want to creep silently into your life to wreck you, put up a serious fight against it and destroy them sharp. Somebody has taken your life to his lap and want to creep into your destiny to destroy you. He has been teasing you. He has been giving you something, and you are not wise enough to know that this thing is leading somewhere. If you see a snake coming towards you as a hunter, what will you do? Kill it. Elijah was on his way to Bethel when some devil possessed children came mocking. 42 died by the tearing of two she-bears. Died. That's in 2 Kings chapter 2, 23 and 24. At times, you need to release judgment on the wicked. Don't just be silent and you are looking like the Bible says we should be gentle. Yes, it's true. But don't be foolish. Praise the Lord. Don't be foolish. Number two, tread on scorpions. Scorpions. That is a bit higher level than the serpent. Tread on scorpions. Because he said he will give us power. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Tread on scorpions. There are scorpion humans. They won't change. Their only mission is to put off when the glory is at its best state. If they stung you, you are gone. There are scorpion human beings around us. They look so harmless, but very harmful. Maybe you are even attending the same church together. All they need is just a little sting. They just chant, and then they are gone. Scorpion is not as big as serpent. Maybe you know. Some serpent is not. But I can put to death. They kill faster. They get closer. They move silently and bite. There are people around our life like that. When you notice any scorpion around you, tread them to death. Tread on them to death. Don't wait. Somebody is gentle does not mean he's a child of God. Somebody doesn't talk does not mean he has Holy Spirit. There are calm devils. Calm devils. They call silently. They talk silently. They behave so nice that they are devils. The power of God kills without shooting a gun. Just by bold declaration, you have pulled the trigger. And there are some declaration because of the kind of nation we are. You don't have to do it openly. You just enter your room. In the name of Jesus, I declare the end. That's just it. Some you can't do it outside. They may charge you to court of law. But the moment you leave that place, you are going to your prayer room to declare fire. Whether you say it there right then or you say it later, it's the same. It's carrying the same effect. Hallelujah. Same. Don't watch anybody kill you. Don't watch them. So there is nothing in the religion we are that cannot save us, that cannot help us. Why will I be a Christian and I don't have anything to defend me? What kind of Christian is that? The reason why I'm a Christian is because I'm protected. Somebody say, it is not good to be a miracle seeker. Me, I am looking for miracles. Praise the Lord. Anytime I go to God's house, I'm looking for what? Miracles. I need it. Looking for it. Amen. I need more protection. I need more of his power. That's why I'm looking for him. I need him to help me. So, if you like, you can insult me. Me, I don't have power. I need his power. So that's why I'm going after him all the time. And you can't stop me from going after God. Hallelujah. You can't. There are too many serpents and scorpions all around us. Only God can help me. I can't help myself. The moment I'm asleep, I don't know what is going on again. So if I don't have God, I may not wake up. Amen. Please, no mercy for your killers. The power of God kills without shooting a gun, just by bold declaration you have pulled the trigger. The word of God admonishes in the book of Philippians 1 verse 28, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. Now maybe you should take it slowly. And in nothing terrified by your adversary. Don't be afraid of your adversary. Don't be afraid of people who want you dead. That's what the Bible is saying. Don't be afraid. Because what you don't know that to them is a token of perdition. To them, they are punishing you. To them, they want to put you off. But my dear, to you, of salvation and that of God, solution is with you. You will surely overcome. Some may have vowed to destroy you and bring you down, but God's power in you will silence them. Some 40 men gather together and say, Paul, if we don't keep up, we will not eat. They will have died since. Praise the Lord. They will have died. Now, third one, all the power of the enemies. All the power of the enemies. All the power of the enemy are not stronger than your feet. Every static and strategy of the enemy are not as strong as your anointed feet. Tread them in prayers and by declaring God's word. Every weapon fashioned against me shall not prosper. Tread them in prayers. Tread them in prayers. Tread them in prayers. Let them go back to hell with your feet. Tread them in prayers and by declaring God's word. You also need to be connected to those that have gone ahead of you in the faith to be free from some bondage and win some battles. And every one of us should be part of that. When you are fighting battles and it seems stronger than you, involve other Christians to join you. Let's join and cast the devil out of your life. You can't face it all. Seek the prayer of people who have gone ahead of you, your father in the Lord, your pastor, somebody that always pray for you. Don't just sit there in the battle. You need help. You have heard of armies going for safekeeping, inviting allied forces, even in Christianity. We can do the same. Don't just be in your room praying about the thing alone. If it is getting bigger than what you can, involve your father in the Lord. Involve that brother. Involve that sister. Involve one or two persons that are Christian like you. Don't just be a lone Christian. A Christian that doesn't have anybody that they pray together. You are not a safe Christian, no. You are open. You are open. Hallelujah. I used to pray for some of us that you are living in the place where you are not the only one there. That where you are the only one, you don't have a helper. I used to pray for those people. Lord, help them. Lord, help them. I was once living in the midst of people that don't believe in the God I'm serving. For more than 5 years. I'll be praying in my room. They will be buried things in the compound. I'll be shouting the name of Jesus. They'll come and knock at my door. Say, no, no, no. Please, the voice of your prayer, bring it down. Bring it down. More than 5 years I was there. One day I prayed. They said everything inside the compound I've destroyed. They start fighting me. So they gather to shoot me arrow. But one of them came to me and said, sir, I need them. I beg you, leave this house. Just go to anywhere. He helped me to pack my bags. He says, sir, by the time I'm coming back at in the night, I must not see you here because you are dead. So I have to pack my bag and I left. He was happy. He said, because what they plan against me, there's no way I will escape it. So I left the house. And thank God I left. Hallelujah. When you are leaving the people that are not of your like-minded, you need to find an escape. You need to. You are the only Christian in the midst of many devils. You need to. You need to. Even lions, one lion is not safe in the midst of 10 rhinos. It's not safe. Hallelujah. There are idols, oracles, and devils that people worship in places. And get the power of God inside of you to silence them. If you read the book of Acts chapter 17 to 31, you will see it. Power is given to every Christian to serve God in propagating the gospel. Let me tell you, without miracles, without signs and wonders, some people will not believe. And you and I are the ones that Jesus has sent to go out there and do the signs and manifest the wonders. Power is given to every Christian to serve God in propagation. Now, there are some things that will deactivate or stain our life as Christians. Once unbelievers saw you fighting with your wife, they saw you talking anyhow. You are saying to somebody, your head is not correct, this and that. They saw you, they heard you with vulgar words. Do you know what you are telling them in another way? You are telling them that you are an empty vessel, so they can attack you. The way some people talk, the way some people relate, if you dare preach, they will not listen to you. They will just be laughing. Say, ah, it will not matter to preach you. Are you getting me? Hallelujah. Because you are not living as a child of God. You are not living as a true Christian. You watch the same movie they watch. You sing the same song they sang. You now call them, let's go to church. One, they follow you. Think they will follow you. If they follow you, maybe you are doing party in your church. Are you getting me? They know that you are as empty as they are, so they can invite you to where they are going. Don't you see that if somebody just turned a pastor and his life changed, and is no more relating with people that they were relating together before, and he stopped drinking, and then anytime he's doing gently, and he's, let's go to church, he's talking about, what would they be calling him? Pastor. Are you getting me? You, they are not calling you that anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Your life should be a signal to people around you. You don't need to use your mouth to tell them, I am this. They should know. It should be written all over you. So go after things that make God happy. If you want to conquer all evil around you, go after things that make God happy. Turning people from following Satan to God. God's power is won and grows within the carrier. Surrender to serve. God's power grows within us, within the carrier, the one that carries the power. Surrender to serve God. Now, this edition of Voices from Zion we take today is packaged for those in any gospel ministry, will be in ministry, and those that really want to serve God. Be on your feet. Let's pray. Oh, let your power manifest in my life today. Talk to God. In the name of Jesus. Let your power manifest in my life today. Let your power manifest in my life today. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Father. Let your power manifest in my life today. In the name of Jesus. Talk to me.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org. Or download the Ionimite Zion app.
Jesus be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
My word is a lamp unto my feet.